Well, take your Bibles and turn to Psalm 85. We're going to hit the pause button on our Matthew series. And we want to look at this psalm, which of course has to do with revival. If you know this psalm, you'll know that that is really at the heart of the message. Revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you. That's verse 6. Psalm 85, and I want to read all 13 verses. Lord, you were favorable to your land. You restored the fortunes of Jacob. You forgave the iniquity of your people. You covered all their sin. You withdrew all your wrath. You turned from your hot anger. Restore us again, O God of our salvation, and put away your indignation towards us. Will you be angry with us forever? Will you prolong your anger to all generations? Will you not revive us again, that your people may rejoice in you? Show us your steadfast love, O Lord, and grant us your salvation. Let me hear what God the Lord will speak, for he will speak peace to his people, to his saints. But let them not turn back to folly. Surely his salvation is near to those who fear him, that glory may dwell in our land. Steadfast love and faithfulness meet. Righteousness and peace kiss each other. Faithfulness springs up from the ground, and righteousness looks down from the sky. Yes, the Lord will give what is good, and our land will yield its increase. Righteousness will go before him and make his footsteps a way. Lord God, we thank you so much that you have given us your word, that you have revealed yourself to us. We thank you that you sent your Son, Jesus Christ, into the world to save the world, to save your people from their sins. And Father, we pray, like we just heard from that old hymn, that we might treasure you above all things, that we might see your infinite value. There's so much that the world is offering to us, but Father, we pray that we would find our hope, our joy, our strength in you, that you might be our all in all. And Father, in the next few minutes, I just pray that you would open up our hearts and minds, that we might hear from you, that we might listen well, that we might apply these words to our hearts. And we pray this all in Jesus' name. Amen. Revival. This is a word that we hear from time to time in Christian circles, in the church. But what does it mean? We've heard of people going to a revival before. We've heard of people being revived. Maybe they were near death, their physical bodies were almost dead, but they were revived, they were brought back to life. Or as I said just a moment ago, maybe you've been to a church revival before. For the past 200 years in church history, especially in our part of the world, it's been common for churches to have tent meetings, or as they're commonly called, revivals. And so for a few days or a week or maybe even more, the gospel will be preached. People will sing songs. And they'll have an opportunity to respond to the gospel message. But the thing that we need to understand is that just because we have a revival meeting and people have they hear the gospel and they sing songs and we invite an evangelist to speak, that doesn't necessarily mean that we have true, genuine, biblical revival. You see, true revival is something that God does. We can have revival as a church, and God can revive our hearts. God can do an amazing work. But just because we have a series of meetings does not mean that we have revival, true revival. Back in the 1700s, one of my favorite persons from church history, Jonathan Edwards, he preached about and he wrote about the surprising work of God. And he was speaking of what came to be known as the Great Awakening. It was an amazing time where thousands of people were brought to faith. And it was surprising. It was totally unpredictable. Of course, we always hope for that kind of thing, but there's never a guarantee. And so it was surprising. Looked at in this psalm, we know that Jesus Christ is the same yesterday, today, and forever. And the Bible tells us that He is able to save to the uttermost those who draw near to Him. It says He always lives, He ever lives to make intercession for them. So we see past, present, future, Jesus is always at work in the hearts of His people. Now, friends, I don't know what the future holds. I'm not a prophet. The only prophetic word that I can bring to you is God's word. I don't know the future. But I do know that we need revival. And you know that. And it needs to start with each one of us taking a close look at our own lives. We need to cry out to God. Just as the psalmist did, restore us again. Revive us again. We need to plead with the living God to bring us life. And friends, when you look at our country or our community, do you weep? When you look at our church, do you weep and cry out to God to heal us? There's tremendous needs all around us. Physical needs, spiritual needs. And maybe most importantly, when you look at yourself, when you look at the sin in your own life, do you weep? Friends, it all starts with confessing our sin, with pleading with God to revive us and to save us. It all starts with ourselves. We can point the finger. We can put on a good front. But God knows us. God knows our hearts. And friends, we need to look to Jesus. We need to fix our eyes on the one who has the power to save us. He can and will forgive you of your sin. He can and will heal your heart. And so let's be forward looking. Let's fix our eyes upon the prize. Let's look to heaven. Let's look to God. Only God can rescue us. Only God can save us. Only God can revive us again. Father God, we thank You for Your word. We thank You again that You have not left us in the dark. And Father, as we consider these words, we know that we need revival. We know that we need Your life. We thank You that when Jesus left the earth, when He left the earth, He didn't leave us alone. He left an advocate. He left the Comforter, the Holy Spirit. And we thank You that we can have life in You. But we need to look away from ourselves. We need to look away from this world. And all these things that are transient, they're just temporary. The things that Satan uses to deceive and distract. I pray that You would open our eyes to spiritual things, to things of God. Help us to see the need for salvation. There's so many people all around us that don't know Jesus. Give us a burden for those people. Give us a boldness, a desire to share the gospel with them and to love them and to serve them. Father, may You do a work in our midst. And may we look back and say that was the hand of God. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.